Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
As always, everything we talk about on the show can be found at the ericstewartgroup.com website. And the segment on Andrew Carnegie was provided from a book that I have called Business Leaders and Success by with an introduction by William O'Neill. He's the founder of Investor's Business Daily newspaper. I love the Leaders and Success section from that newspaper and enjoy it. And we'll be sharing timely stories going forward about some of our key leaders. Next week, as I mentioned, I'll cover Carly Fiorina, who happens to be in the news these days, as you know. So I try to learn, and I think that I'm stubborn and simple-minded and difficult and hard in my thinking. Seems like I have to hear things like 50 times to finally get it straight. I don't know if you can relate to that or not, but I really see the need to have good people around me, and I want to learn faster than I do. And I was reading an article from entrepreneur.com that came out back in May, and I thought it was valuable. I thought it was helpful, and I want to share pieces of that with you. I mean, for many of us, they're just more things that we want to learn than we have time for, right? How many times have I wanted to learn Spanish or Chinese? I studied Chinese in college. Yeah, that means I studied Chinese at the University of Maryland. J'ai étudié français à l'école américaine aux États-Unis. I studied French at the University of Maryland as well. I could say hello in probably 25 different languages, enough that I can break the ice with anybody from, you know, Korea to Ghana to Middle East to, southern parts of wherever. Como vai você, right? Brazil. I wish that I could learn faster the things that I really want to learn. So what are six practical steps to learning how to do things better, faster? So, you know, shortening the learning curve is a topic. It's been studied for years. Do you remember the Evelyn Wood speed reading classes of the 1970s? You remember that? So, you know, if you went to Evelyn Wood, you'd increase, they would guarantee in 15 minutes you could increase your speed of reading by 28% or something like that, and or maybe it was like 78%. And some people were reading books like turn page, turn page, turn page, and they kept the reading retention. Now, me, I would read The Hobbit. It would take me 5 minutes to read one page because I had to imagine everything that Gimli and Frodo and whatever was going on. It just, that's my digestive, temperament. So, okay, number one, let's not reinvent the wheel. Let's look at how the common tendencies we all have when learning something new is try to master it alone and by ourselves. And think about the first time you tried to learn a language or obtain a new skill. I remember going back to hockey 2 years ago after a 35-year absence, and I still had my skating feet, but I didn't have any of the stick work or shooting skills and so on. And I realized if I just focused individually, I would achieve my mastery faster. The first step, I went to some of the guys that were playing well, and I said, how did you learn this? He said, I got rollerblades. I went out with a ball on my stick, and I practiced in the street back and forth, and I went through cones. So I went out and got myself rollerblades and cone and a ball and a stick, and I go out and I try to practice my stick work. Now, we'll see this winter if I do okay with that, but I enjoy hockey. So many of the great leaders have proven that the fastest way to master any skill, strategy, or goal in life is to model those who have already forged the path ahead. Anthony Robbins. If you can find someone who's already getting the results that you want and take the same actions that they are taking, you can get the same results. Speaking of consulting a top player in the field, in this week's episode of Senior Moments, the Vapid family come and they talk to me about how to walk through the process of finding a new place to live in much the same way. Let's see what they do.
If you please, sir, we want to see the Eric Stewart right away. All four of us.
Orders are, nobody can see the great Eric Stewart. Not nobody, not know-how.
Oh, but we must.
Orders are, not nobody, not know-how. He's in conference with himself. And even if he wasn't, you wouldn't have been able to see him anyway on account of nobody has, not even us at Long and Foster.
Oh, but please, it's very important.
And I even got a permanent just for the occasion.
Not nobody, not know-how. Pardon me, I've got to put some houses in the MLS. What do you want?
We want to see Eric Stewart.
Not nobody, not know-how.
That's what the other man said.
But she's Jenny.
The Jenny who called? Well, that makes a difference. Just wait here. I'll announce you at once.
Did you hear that? He'll announce us at once.
I can fairly hear my heart beating.
We'll have a new home for Mom in time for supper.
In another hour, I'll have met the king of real estate radio.
Go on home. Eric Stewart says go away.
Away?
Oh.
Looks like we came a long way for nothing.
Oh, and I was so happy. I thought I was finally pointing my way home.
Don't cry, Jenny. We're going to get you to see Eric Stewart.
We certainly are. How? How are we?
Would it do any good if I cried?
Why?
Oh, please don't cry. I'll get you in to see Eric Stewart somehow. Come on.
I am Eric, the great radio real estate personality. Who are you? Who are you?
If you please, I am Jenny, a small and meek real estate customer. We've come to ask you...
Silence!
Oh, yikes.
The great radio real estate personality knows why you have come. I'll have to give the matter a little thought. Go away and come back tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Oh, but I want a home now.
Yeah.
Do not arouse the wrath of the great radio real estate personality. I said... Come back tomorrow! Oh.
Who are you?
Hi, I'm Eric. You must be Jenny. And I assume this is Tommy and, let's see, Beth and if I remember correctly, Grace?
Yes. What was all that with the fire and booming voice?
Booming voice? I'm not sure... wait a minute. Henry?
Yes, sir?
They're asking me about the fire and the booming voice. Is there something you needed to tell me?
Well, actually, yes. I had this idea. You see, I thought your radio show was too casual. If you're going to make it in radio, you need to have more gravitas. We're only going to go national and sell syndication if we can build an air of authority.
Henry?
I know. You just want to help people. Nobody goes national if they just want to help people.
Can you please put out the fire and turn off the loudspeakers?
Okay. Wills, turn off the gas line. Can you get the fire chief on the phone? We're not going to need that permit.
I'm sorry, folks. Henry's my intern, and he has a lot of innovative marketing ideas, but just hasn't quite gotten a handle on what we're trying to do here. Like he said, I'd like to help. If I understood your call, I believe you're helping Tommy, it's your father, and Jenny, your mother, find a place that is more appropriate for their season in life.
That's it in a nutshell.
I know exactly what you're going through. About now, it feels like a strange journey, I imagine.
And it's only getting stranger.
Sort of like you woke up in Oz.
That's it exactly.
I like that. I think we can develop that idea.
Thank you, Henry. Come on. Come on in. Let's talk and see if I can help. Can I believe my eyes? Why have you come back? Henry, you can turn the sound machine off now.
Sorry.